Thank you, Bill. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Adam from Baltimore.
Hey, Adam from Baltimore. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. What do you do there in the Charm City?
I work for a small chocolate company in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I see. What do you do for them?
I market kisses.
You market kisses?
Aww. Aww. That's so sweet.
I have a question. Who needs to be convinced to buy Hershey Kisses?
There are many more people who could be convinced.
Really?
That's what we're in the job of doing.
You know, it's funny. Now that we're talking about it, I realize I've never bought Hershey Kisses. They just are always there. Now, you know, Marge down at the office, always a little bowl of Hershey Kisses. They just seem to appear. It's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Adam's topic?
I'm a lifelong learner.
Continuing education. It's a great way for older people to keep their brains active and stay young, denying the reality that death's scaly claws are waiting to grab them. This week we read a story about continuing education for people who don't have any business continuing their education that way. Guess the real story and you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
You bet.
First, let's hear from Gabe Liedman.
Jeannie Heyer is a woman with two callings, education and talking to dead people. But it wasn't until the financial crisis of 09 hit her hometown of Milwaukee, Kentucky, that Jeannie decided to combine her two passions. According to her website, Jeannie is a, quote, educator to the spirit world and a teacher of souls. Since she began, Jeannie has taught some of the greatest minds of all time. Plato, Magellan, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., just to name a few. But she ran into a problem almost immediately. In her own words, quote, so many of them were so much smarter than I am. So she adjusted her curriculum to only offer one subject to the dead, 21st century American life. The results have been fascinating. Mark Twain took to Twitter almost immediately. Flannery O'Connor loves Broad City. And Cleopatra is now rocking a smoky eye as opposed to her once signature thick black liner after taking Jeannie's most popular class, The Bachelorette and What Love Means to Idiots. Quote, sure, to most people, I'm just a brown-haired lady standing alone in a cemetery with my eyes rolled back in my head. But to my students, I'm a freaking genius from the future.
A teacher for the dead, your next story of education for the old comes from Faith Saley.
If you've lost your inner child lately, somewhere under tax returns and conversations about race over coffee, you might want to head back to preschool. A new preschool for adults has opened in, wait for it, Brooklyn, called Preschool Mastermind. According to founder Michelle Joni, the one-month adventure is magical and offers nursery school standbys such as snack time, nap time, and musical chairs. There's vegan Play-Doh and finger painting with glitter glue. And you can sell your arts and crafts on Etsy to help afford the tuition. Because it turns out your inner child is one expensive kid. Tuition's on a sliding scale, so you shell out anywhere from $333 to $999 to surround yourself with grown-ups who, like you, enjoy paying for things they could do at home.
Adult preschool in Brooklyn, of course. Your last story of somebody trying to teach old dogs new tricks comes from Mo Rocca.
With shark attack season upon us, communities across America are preparing with defense classes taking place in towns along Cape Cod, Florida's Gulf Coast, and, of course, landlocked southern Illinois. When the tiny town of Brussels, Illinois, announced that it would teach locals how to defend themselves should a local shark attack, the class filled immediately. Said instructor Mark Haug, we may not be close to an actual ocean, but the Mississippi River runs awfully close to here. We can't know for certain what's swimming in there. The water, as you may know, is very muddy. Class is held in the local high school swimming pool, and playing the predator in this class, none other than Left Shark from Katy Perry's Super Bowl halftime show. Students learn to jab Left Shark in the eye and gill. Says Left Shark, I never expected to move to Brussels, Illinois and make a living at this. And the best part is, I get to bite back this time.
All right. So somewhere, somebody is giving one of these courses. Is it from Gabe Liedman, Education for the Dead, teaching dead people all about the modern world? From Faith Saley, Preschool for Adults in Brooklyn, so you can, you know, find your inner preschooler. Or from Mo Rocca, Courses in Fighting Off Sharks in Illinois with the help of the famous Left Shark from the Katy Perry concert. Which one is the real story of continuing education in the news?
I would say when you mentioned that this preschool was in Brooklyn, I think you almost had me sold there. It sounds like the right place for one of these. So I'm going to go with Faith's story.
You're going to go with Faith's story of the preschool for adults in Brooklyn. Well, we are very pleased to tell you that to bring you the real story, we spoke to the actual teacher of the course.
We do traditional preschool activities to help them to approach their real-world adult problems.
That was, in fact, Candace Kilpatrick, also known as Teacher Can-Can, from Preschool Mastermind in Brooklyn. She teaches preschool classes for adults. Congratulations. You got it right. You earned a point for Faith Saley. Thanks for being honest. You won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting on your voicemail. Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
You're a big boy now. You're a big boy now. Come on and take a bow. You're a big boy now. 'Cause you're a big boy now.